to leverage your handyman business on the 10X podcast. I'm Christy O, and I am here at 10X, and I want to talk to you about your handyman business that's home-based with 10X. I know it's good to be an entrepreneur as you start out your handyman business. Not only is it good for you, but it's also good for your small handyman business. And for those of you that don't understand the value of leveraging, you're not going to understand this podcast. But you want to leverage your business in such a way that you can get more business after you've put in the efforts and you start your handyman business and all those sleepless nights that you are constantly working on strategies you had to set on your business, comes a time to secure your position. It's been a long haul full of risk as an entrepreneur, but now that you've walked through the steps, the only thing you need to do is to take steps to make your business go to the next level. The fact is, it's not as simple as writing or saying, I'm going to make my business a little bit better. When you're planning your handyman business and you're leveraging your handyman business, you have to take it to the next level, and there's lots of compromises that come. There's this point in your handyman business which requires you to take on more risk. The more responsibility you have, the more risk you're going to have to take on. Another time for the concern is when you have this lack of assurances in your handyman business. And lots of times handyman will pull back before they take these further steps. But one of the ways to expand your handyman business as an entrepreneur is to publicize your business and tell people who is in your about your business. You want to go from obscurity to omnipresence in your handyman business. And that's one thing that Grant Cardone taught me with the 10X system that he has, and I've incorporated it into 10X Handyman, is you have to go from obscurity where nobody knows who you are to where everybody knows your name. And you've got to build customers in the area that you're providing services. Now, it's quite possible you might be a higher price than other handymen in your area. You just need to add more value, and you have to determine the worth of the services that you provide. Like, when you're done with your handyman service, do you clean up after yourself? Do you make sure the customer is satisfied? Do you give 100% guarantee? You want services that reach far beyond what other handymen are offering in your area, and you want to spread the word. If you offer free estimates and the major competitor in your area is Mr. Handyman, who charges $75 to $199 for an estimate, you want to advertise that you have free estimates. So you got to spread the word about it. I remember one of our franchisees goes, well, why should I tell people that we offer free estimates? Because not everybody knows. You want to spread the word. So you want to spread the word about what you do in your handyman business. Now, there's two ways to get handyman entrepreneurs to bring business eyes on your business. One is public relations, and the other one is paying for advertising. Now, I think that you used both of them. You can use paid advertisements online through social media, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter are just a few. Those are a couple mediums that you can paid advertise, but you can also get free advertising through other places. You can list your businesses on search engines. You can list your businesses on other other places that will bring you business. You can write a public relations, you can a press release and send it out to all the newspapers and magazines and TV stations in your area. This is a public relations thing that costs you nothing and it takes just a little bit of time. And if you don't have the time to do it, pay somebody else to just write you a press release. It's so simple, but there's templates online. You just Google, how to write a press release for handyman business. And then you send it out and you spread the word about your business. You can do this in your lull time from 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night. Nobody's offended when they get an email. And if you do it overnight, but when you do those press releases, you have to have an interesting story for them to publish. Maybe tell a little bit about your background. Maybe you came from a banking job and you decided to leave and start a handyman business. You have to have this internal desire, this gumption within you to take action to tell people about your business. And that's how you leverage your handyman business and you get the word out. That's how you 10X your handyman business and go from obscurity to omnipresence. I am Christy O with 10X Handyman.